Hello, and welcome to the Moving Past You radio show. I'm your host, Juanita Gaynor, and this is just a brief nugget of wisdom. Today's discussion, we're going to talk about forgiveness. And there's two scriptures that work well to what we're going to discuss quickly this evening. Both come from Ephesians. The first one is Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the 26th verse. And I'm going to read the King James Version. And it says, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." And the second one is Ephesians, also the 4th chapter, the 31st through the 32nd verse. However, I'm going to read the New Living Translation version of that. And it reads, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you." Basically, you have to forgive them even if they're not sorry. You know, one of the hardest things to do is to forgive. Like, it's extremely difficult for someone to forgive if they've never been taught how to. Now, the inability to forgive someone will breed bitterness, resentment, and hate. It's still possible to forgive even without the other person acknowledging their part. And I know you're wondering how. You know, throughout life, we are constantly going to be put into situations that require us to forgive one another. But sometimes we feel that we've been so wronged by someone that there is no way we can forgive them. You know, it doesn't matter how mad, bitter, or hurt we are. We must find it in our hearts to forgive. Even if we can't find it in our hearts to forgive someone that sins against us, how can we expect a perfect, sinless father to find it in his heart to forgive us for sinning against him? You know, and to make forgiving someone harder, sometimes we have to forgive someone, you know, that's wronged us. And, you know, even when they haven't or they will not admit to their wrongdoing and apologize. But guess what? You forgive them and now God can forgive you. As long as you're right with God, the best you can do at that point is to pray for them and their relationship with God. You know, if you really think about it, you know, it's the lack of respect, love, or feeling accepted that are the sources of our anger when it comes to unforgiveness. You know, so many people believe that forgiveness means forgive and forget, but that's so untrue. You know, forgiveness does not mean you should allow people to treat you poorly. You know, we must have healthy boundaries when we forgive to protect us from being vulnerable to the same type of treatment that made us angry in the first place. But how can we do that? How can we really, really do that? You know, what you have to understand is that forgiveness is something that you do for yourself. I'm going to say that again. Forgiveness is something that you do for yourself, not the other person. You know, when we hold a grudge or anger against the other person, right or wrong, it festers within us. It gives us headaches. It gives us stress. It aggravates our acid reflux. It makes our day bitter and angry. You know, that festering event, feeling a thought, continues to rent space in your head for free and your heart. And you can't let stuff sit up in your heart and your head free. And in the long term, in the reality, it only harms you and me and us. And the person that has done you wrong and hasn't apologized, they're unaffected. They're living their best life. Now, you have a right to feel the way that you do. However, walking around with it sitting in your head and your heart is not helpful. Stop waiting for them to apologize. Forgiveness is an active decision to free your mind from holding the resentment to move forward. You know, when you forgive, set healthy boundaries. Just because you forgive someone doesn't mean you can have the exact same relationship that you had with them. You know, I am a firm believer in second chances. However, if this person continues to cause you nothing but bitterness, anger, and hurt, sometimes it's best to forgive and walk away. Now, I have to admit that I do need to take my own action at some point in time in certain things. Now, for the past few years, I've had a constant internal battle with staying angry at someone who was once very close to me or forgiving them, even when they've never apologized or admitted to their wrongdoing. You know, it's been, you know, a long, hard battle to forgive this person, you know. Now, what has been successful for me in this particular situation, it was eventually I had to walk away. I had to stop giving them the power to cause me grief and to make me bitter. But I can tell you this, I can thank them today for just making me stronger and wiser, more loving, more courageous. Because in actuality, without them doing and cutting me the way they cut me, I would not have been blessed with the amazing people that I currently have in my life right now. You know, without them doing and cutting me the way they cut me, I wouldn't have this amazing relationship with God that I have. Without them doing me the way they've done me, I would not have known my worth. And without them cutting me the way they've cut me, I would not be the woman that I am today. There's a favorite quote that I like, and it says, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You know, if someone is intentionally caused you pain, then what you're doing is that you're giving them what they hope for by continuing to hold on to our suffering. You know, and we don't want to hold on to our suffering. We want to move forward. We want to do everything that we need to do in life. So, you know, when we don't work on forgiveness, you know, we become emotionally anchored to pain. Forgiveness frees us and prevents the betrayal from lingering on and affecting not only our past, but also our present and future. I want to thank you so much for listening to Nuggets of Wisdom on Moving Past You. Be sure to visit Moving Past You on Facebook. Just search for the group and join the conversation. Access the show notes and get fantastic bonus content. And always be kind in your word, your thought, and in your deed. We'll talk with you soon.